This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you can listen to the Browns postgame show on the Browns Radio Network.
That's right. So look, talk about all the fun you can have.
Man,
so just watch,
what a night.
After Jeff is done, just listen to it. Or you can listen to it on your way into work.
Perfect.
The best time not to listen to it, though, because it just sounds fuzzy between 10 and 2. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't like listening to it.
It doesn't come in as well.
Is that wild?
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Meredith Kane is with us out here at MGM Northfield Park. Our man Dan Menigan flying the ship back at station control. This is awesome. We got a big day going. It's game day in Cleveland, Andy, and everything is cooking. The afternoon show is going to be out here. Meredith's going to be here until about 3 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be great.
Are you? Well, you're here until at least 1 o'clock, is that right? Or no, until after the pregame show. Then you can take off after that.
After the pregame show, I'll be good to go. All so it won't be 3 a.m., thankfully, but I will be here for a while
today. Those slots
fabulous.
Are going to be calling your name at some point.
Meredith.
I'm looking at all these. Pretty cool. They've got an NFL slot machine over there. Did you see that?
Meredith.
Pretty cool.
They're calling her name. We're talking Ohio. We're going to talk to Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram. Covers the Browns coming up at 1 o'clock. We're talking Ohio State right now, folks. As a guy who is, again, not a diehard Ohio State fan, to me, I don't understand the idea that losing to Michigan is a fireable offense. Ooh. If everything else is going well. Kirby Smart's a pretty good head coach, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's 1-6 against Alabama for Georgia.
Yeah, but he doesn't live in Franklin County. That's the problem.
I wonder what county he does live in. Cool Ray is in beautiful Bedford. Cool Ray, we're near you.
Cool Ray, what's up? Come on up. Say hi, will you?
I'm about to try to get out there, man. Listen.
Bring your cash.
Your baked goods.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Hey, listen, I'm not an Ohio State fan at all, right? I've never been an Ohio State fan. I'm going to tell you why. And I think this is the problem, is that I feel like Ohio State's never been tested. Out of all the Big Five schools, they've always had the easiest schedule. And then the only hard team they've ever played on their schedule has always been Michigan. So
you're talking traditionally, not this year. They've got three wins against top five schools. So.
Right. So traditionally, they've always had the easiest, the easiest schedule, and they get the biggest run. So when you go against Michigan, and that's your whole year, and you lose to Michigan four times, that's the problem. But this weekend was an embarrassment. I hate when I hear people go, both teams. No. Brian Day, you said it. It's war. It's war. And that's what the Michigan came out to do. I was a military guy. I served under Operation Restore Hope. So I understand what you mean. I'm not going to take it literal like it's a real war. I understand what you're saying, though. But at the end of the day, Michigan came out and they done what they had to do to beat you. If Ohio State would have won, Michigan would have walked away, Ohio State would have celebrated, and it wouldn't have been nothing. But what happened was they didn't. Michigan was going to plant their flag. Ohio State players came out, started this melee. And nothing really happened. You're going to the playoff. They didn't even bump you down farther than you supposed to be bumped down because you lost to an unranked team. You should have been bumped down way farther than what you are bumped down. So nothing really happened. The fine was nothing. So nothing really transpired. But let me end this call like saying this. I've been watching my Cavaliers, and I know you're not on that yet. They need a dog. They need somebody. They need an enforcer because all them – elbow pushing off and all that stuff that was going on yesterday in that game, and the referee was allowing that. We need somebody to go out there that has no purpose except to intimidate other players and let you know this type of stuff is not going to go down no more.
T squared, man. That's what Tristan Thompson's around for.
Anybody from Michigan available?
They bring their own flag, so we're good with that.
I'm sorry I did say that.
They still beat Boston yesterday, and if you think it's a physical game, well, they proved they could do that yesterday. I understand what he's saying, but you beat the best team in the East.
Try and explain this to me.
Oh, sure.
I do not get it. You worked in Columbus. Mm-hmm. You spent a lot of time there. You still do stuff with the Ohio State football program.
Mm-hmm.
I do not understand, and I get rivalry. Okay, I get that. But do you have to dwell on not being able to beat one team if everything else goes well? I don't understand it. For instance, like the idea that, well, you beat Michigan, but you went 5-6.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's okay because you beat Michigan. Does that mean the Browns have had a good year because they beat the Steelers and the Ravens?
Some people will say that. Some people will say, the Browns really stunk this year, and they only had two wins, but they beat the Ravens, and we beat the Steelers. Our friend over here says the same thing.
It's not in his head.
I think that's
a lousy year for the Browns.
I'm going to throw a curveball into this whole thing. Okay?
My goal is not to beat Pittsburgh. It's not to beat Baltimore. Those are nice things that I hope happen on the way to getting to the playoffs and then the Super Bowl. Ohio State still has the big prize sitting there waiting to be won. Now, they've not been good. They've not been good sometimes in these situations, but it's still sitting there for them to win.
All right, I'm going to throw this out because I think this is going to change the way and put it in perspective this way. What if you flip Penn State and Michigan, okay? What if Penn State was the last game of the year every year? And although you don't have the Woody, you don't have the – I mean, there's just so much history that isn't there between Penn State and Ohio State, so maybe that's a bad one. Here's what I'm going to throw at you. This is the curveball. And both coaches have said this, and we've heard this from both programs. This Ohio State-Michigan game may not be the last game of the year coming up in the future, that they're going to push it up and it might be played earlier in the season. Is that going to change the perspective on Michigan? If you, let's just say you lose to Michigan because this is how things could change. Now say you lose to Michigan week 2, week 3, week 4 of the college football season, okay? Much like Ohio State lost to Oregon. I remind you, Ohio State's only lost 2 games by 4 points. Think about that all season long. Now, what happens if you play Michigan week 2,
that's,
week 3, week 4 of the season?
That's pretty stunning,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, and so week 2, week 3.
Which backs up my point. Like, these guys are pretty good. And one of those losses is to the undefeated number one team in the country.
Yeah,
they've had one stinker this year, and they lost by 3.
Yeah. And they blew 2 field goals, and the defense gave up 1 touchdown that was deep inside the red zone, and your offense only came up with 1 touchdown. Again,
your quarterback threw a terrible interception.
Yeah, but he did the same thing.
Their scoring drives were what, Andy? Like a total of 5 yards?
Oh, they were ridiculous. But the other part of it is, that was a mirror image of what happened against Penn State, although that was a touchdown that took it back to the 2 or 3 yard line. My question now becomes, especially with Michigan having a great year last year, and I got to go back and look and see what the rankings were for Michigan early in the season. So say you lose to Michigan earlier in the year, not the last game of the season. Does that change the perspective? Because now you could also be looking at a chance to play.
Well, it shouldn't if you lose to your arch rival.
Well, you could end up,
if that's the big thing that people are.
If you want to hang your hat on that,
if people are all mad at Ryan Day because he didn't beat Michigan, then it wouldn't matter when you lost to Michigan, would it?
Yeah, I think. Well, in some ways, I think moving forward, let's say Ohio State goes on and they do some damage. I'm not saying win the national championship, but maybe get to the national championship game. Okay. Let's say we get there and you're like, well, you know, they made it to the finals. Are they really going to fire Ryan Day? They made it to the national championship. Yeah, but they lost to Michigan. Like, I think this is probably one of those top 10 sports topics that you could have forever. Hey, Ohio State loses to Michigan. Is that more important than winning a national championship?
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And we could sit here and we could debate this for 20 hours this week, you and I alone, and the phone lines will be packed and be like, no, you got to beat Michigan. No, you got to win the national championship. And then you keep going back and forth on it. You're moving forward into the future. And if you look into it, Kristen, the reactions are going to be of Ohio State fans if they move the Ohio State-Michigan game up to like week three, week four, week five. And does that change things? Because, you know, the history.
But it shouldn't.
But the history and the tradition of this rivalry is based in the roots of the winner of this game got to go to the Rose Bowl. And it would happen all over and over and over when it was the big two, little eight, right? It was all that. It started with the 10-year war, really, in our lifetime. So that's kind of my perspective. I wonder what this is going to look like going into the future, because Ohio State isn't going to lose every year, just like Michigan realized that after a while, that they could come back and win this game like they have over the last 4 years. So I'm wondering what the future of this rivalry is going to look like should they move this game off the last weekend of the regular season.
We're going to talk more college football. Stuart Mandel from The Athletic College Football. He's going to talk to us. He's the editor-in-chief for The Athletic. Yep. When it comes to talking college football, he's joining us at noon. Scott Petrak, BrownZone.com, Chronicle Telegram, Browns, Broncos tonight. Scott gets us ready next on Baskin and Phelps.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.